A new book takes a tour of Wisconsin's farms and farmers markets. There are markets and farm tours, educational opportunities, and even farm stays where you can get a taste of life on the farm. We're talking now about agritourism in Wisconsin, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite farmers market in Wisconsin, big or small? What's the best food you've ever gotten there? Have you gone on a farm tour in the state, or do you hold tours on your farm? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Christine Hansen is a Milwaukee-based food and travel writer. Her latest book is Wisconsin Farms and Farmers Markets, Tours, Trails, and Attractions. Christine will be at Boswell Books in Milwaukee next Wednesday, August 4th at 7 p.m. Christine, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I could tell from your book, you are a fan of farms and checking out what's going on farms and produce. What got you so interested in farm tourism?
Gosh, you're asking me to choose just one farm. That's a tough one. You know, one of my favorites is a creamery up in Malone off of Highway 45 called La Claire Family Creamery. And you can go there and literally spend the entire day. Now, they make goat cheese, so they have goat yoga with baby goats. Fantastic, right? They also sell their award-winning cheese in the store. They have a cafe with a restaurant. You can watch the goats through the glass windows. You can watch the cheese being made. And I just think it's a fantastic example of agritourism, really showing visitors what's happening. There's no secrets. Everything's out in the open.
Wisconsin has a lot of opportunities to do farm tourism, an embarrassment of riches, really, which I guess gave you enough to write about in the book. What are some of the things you recommend people start to look for, maybe just in their own neck of the woods?
There's so much to explore. In the book, I talk about farmers markets, and I was so delighted that really in the entire state, I would venture to say that everyone lives within a few miles of a farmers market. They're in every town. It's part of our culture here. In terms of farm stands to visit, you know, one of my favorites that I only discovered when researching this book is Together Farms up in Eau Claire. They have grass-fed burger nights, and they have a full bar, which of course serves Liney's summer shandy.
When people go to a farmer's markets themselves, that's probably the most familiar kind of farm tourism people do, I bet. I don't know. Do you have secrets? What should we be looking for? How can we make sure we get the good stuff?
That's a great question, because I think a lot of times we just assume what is out on the table is all that's available to us, right? Or what's available in the stand. And, you know, in recent years, I've really started to get to know the farmers more and ask them questions to kind of help me forecast in my own home cooking, you know, such as, you know, when do you think that your heirloom tomatoes will be available this year? Then I can start thinking about all those tomato recipes, right? And another tip that I have is never feel like you have to purchase the entire allotment of what's available. Last summer, I was at a farmer's market in Greenfield, and I didn't want 20 jalapenos. It's way too much, right? So I said to the person at the stand, could I give you half of this amount and take home half? And she said, sure. So we should always feel like we can negotiate, but obviously never at the expense of the farmer's livelihood.
Talking to Christine Hansen about her new book, Wisconsin Farms and Farmers Markets, Tours, Trails, and Attractions. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you make it a point to go to farmers markets in your community or when you are roaming around the state? What is your favorite farmers market? Have you been on a tour of a farm? And if you're a farmer yourself, what's life like on the other side? Do you like to bring people onto your operation for a tour? What's it like going to farmers markets and meeting your customers in person? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Christine, you mentioned in the book, you love that you're not just getting to check out the farms, but meeting the farmers themselves. And you write that there's a lot more variety demographically among the people doing farming in Wisconsin than people might expect. What do you see out there?
Absolutely. You know, when we think about a farmer, we think about an elderly man in overalls, maybe like the American Gothic painting with the pitchfork and the homestead behind it. But actually here in Wisconsin, we have such diversity. We have a lot of Hmong families farming together across generations. We have here in Milwaukee, I'm based in Milwaukee, Venus Williams with Alice's Garden. She's a Black woman farming on the near north side. There's also one of the farmers markets I talk about in my book is Oneida Farmers Market, which is near or on the Oneida Reservation up north. And you can get, you know, the expected vegetables, but you can also get bison meat. You can get sweet grass to burn with sage for smudging. And then in Madison, my Spanish is not that great. El Mercadito de Centro, which is on Badger Road, you can pick up a lot of ingredients that you would use in Latin cooking, including tortillas and other vegetables. So I think we're really blessed with an amazing variety of ingredients.
I know there's been a concern that people, especially people I think who live in cities, are distant. They're disconnected from the sources of their food. Is that part of a gap you're trying to bridge in part with your book?
Absolutely. You know, one thing that people can do if they do not live near a farmer's market or a store like Willie Street Co-op or Outpost Natural Foods is subscribe to a farm's community-supported agriculture subscription. And so what that is, if your readers don't know, is that you're committing in the spring to so many weeks of fresh produce from that farm. And they often have pickup points in the city. They'll come into Madison or Milwaukee or Eau Claire or Green Bay. And that's a really great way to ensure that you're getting the vegetables and fruits that you need and probably crave, but you're also supporting a local farm in the process.
I want to start looking at some of the specific types of farm tourism that people can do. Here's one that sounds good to me, the pizza farm. It takes the concept of pizza and puts it on a farm. What kind of things, what are pizza farms and what do they do?
I'm so glad you brought that up because I love talking about pizza farms. It's a personal favorite of mine in terms of what type of farm I want to visit, but it also is something that's unique to Wisconsin. We're very blessed here in Wisconsin. We already know, not we, you and I, but other people know how to make really good cheese. They know how to grow fantastic vegetables, cure meats. And so what a pizza farm is, it's a farm that is creating baking pizzas in a wood-burning oven with ingredients that are all either sourced from the property or just up the road. And in some cases, that may even include the grains that go into the flour. So it's a very local pizza. And of course, being Wisconsin, you can get beer with your pizza and live music, of course.
And then another opportunity I think a lot of people have probably experienced is some form of pick your own, whether that's strawberries or pumpkins or apples or you name it. How common are those kind of things around the state?
Those are really common. And I knew that before I sat down and wrote this book because I have a really fond memory, which I actually include in the book, of going to Thompson Strawberry Farm in the late 70s. An example of a farm that's been around a while. But what I didn't realize till I sat down to write the book is how you could probably do You Pick Farms from mid-June to late October. And the reason is that there are so many crops. Starts with strawberries and blueberries in June, and then it gets into raspberries, and then you get into apples in August and September, and now you're into pumpkins. It's not so much picking, it's more picking up off the ground, right? But it really, you know, you could spend multiple months doing that here in Wisconsin.
I don't know, maybe it's all in my head, but the self-picked, or as one place calls it, self-plucked produce tastes better to me. Is that just in my head, or do you think there's really something to that?
I think it's because it's so fresh. I know when I buy vegetables and fruits at the farmers markets, they last several weeks, and that's because it's probably picked that morning, the evening before. If you're purchasing at a grocery store, you know, there's a supply chain in place, right? It has to go through different channels. And so you really, if you want the freshest, both in taste, but also for longevity, these farmers markets are really the way to go. Or farm stands, that's another option.
We're talking to Milwaukee-based food and travel writer Christine Hansen about her book, Wisconsin Farms and Farmers Markets. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever taken a class at a Wisconsin farm school or folk school? Farmers, do you give tours of your farm? Do you like to pick your own fill in the blank there? Which one do you look forward, which season do you look forward to during the year? Do you have a favorite county fair or corn maze? What's your favorite way to get in touch with a farm and produce life? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Call in now or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now with Christine Hansen about her new book. It's called Wisconsin Farms and Farmers Markets. She takes a tour of the many tourism opportunities in Wisconsin available for all aspects of food production and not just food. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your favorite. Pick your own farm or corn maze or farmer's market. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Let's go to our callers now. Dwayne is with us in Wausau. Dwayne, hi.
Hey, when she mentioned pizza farms, we just found out about this place called Stony Acres over by Athens, Wisconsin. So I'm in Wausau, so it's like 30 minutes west. And it's a gorgeous farm out in the country. It has these big brick fire oven pizzas, and all the ingredients are, he grows the fennel, the basil, oregano, all the dairy is done there, and it's all organic. But then he has music too, like, you know, singer-songwriter type duets, and the kids have places to play. It's almost like you're going to a cousin's farm in the country, but it's open to the public and it's free. And we just found out about it. I wish I'd have known about it years ago, but and the pizza was amazing. And, you know, anyway, Stony Acres.
Excellent.
Farms.
Dwayne, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Christine, it sounds like, you know, it's a meal, yeah, but it's an event too.
Absolutely. And I had to put Stony Acres Farm in the book, just as your caller said. It's a really fun place to go. Tasty, obviously, but also entertainment filled. And that is actually a third generation family owned organic farm. And we see that a lot here in Wisconsin, where the younger generations are, you know, sort of readapting the farm for today, more modern ideas. And Pizza Farm is a pretty modern idea. It's a newer arrival in our state.
Dwayne, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Ann now in northern Wisconsin. Ann, hi.
Hi, what a great subject. I love this. I have a small farm up in northern Wisconsin. I'm a first-generation farmer, and I run a CSA and have, like, grass-fed beef that we sell to our CSA customers. So it's pretty exciting to see kind of the landscape of farming changing a little bit, and we host events at our farm for our CSA customers. So it's really fun to get to know and see the people who are taking advantage of some of the fresh vegetables and meat that we grow on our own farm.
And at your CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, like how many shares, how many members do you have in your operation?
Well, it grows each year. So we started out really small. So we're up to about 50 members this year.
And thank you so much for sharing that story, Christine, a first generation farmer there, getting into the CSA game. And 50, that's decent sized. I belong to one that only has like 10 or 12, but there are big and small ones around the state, right?
Exactly. And I love that Ann called in, because while I did mention that we see a lot of family members readapting the family farm, we also see people getting into farming as the first generation, just like Anne is. And I love those stories. You know, another story in my book, which your caller might appreciate, there's a farm called Lucky Break Acres in Elkhorn. And this couple moved from Las Vegas, of all places, to start this farm. It's an 1830s former dairy barn, and they chose Wisconsin. They could have moved anywhere, right? So we are getting a lot of people who are excited about farming and maybe don't have the knowledge, but they're learning. And we have such a peer-to-peer network here in Wisconsin that's really open to sharing information.
And thanks a lot for sharing your story. Larry joins us next in Kingston. Larry, hi.
Hi, I like the farmer's market at South Shore in Bayview. There's all kinds of vendors down there. There's people walking, riding their bikes. You see every race in the world down there. There's Chinese, Japanese, Spanish people, white people, fishermen coming in off the lake. You can see the lake, and they're cleaning their salmon right there. It's really cool.
Larry, thanks a lot for plugging a local farmer's market. I was hoping some people would do that. Christine?
Yeah, I actually live in the Bayview neighborhood, and I go to that market regularly, and your caller is right. It's a fantastic example of different ethnicities of farmers. We have a lot of Hmong farmers at that market. There is a guy playing an accordion, like an old organ. I'm not sure what type of instrument, but it's so classic. And then you have Rushing Waters selling their salmon and trout, which is about 45 minutes south of here in the Elkhorn East Troy area. And, when people ask me, what's your favorite farmer's market? For me, it's not so much what's sold there, but I like to have atmosphere, right? I like to have live music and see people I know in the community. And then I like to, I'm a big fan of pastries, so love to pick those up and sit on the grass and watch the lake. And it's all good. It's a perfect weekend.
Thanks for the call, Larry, at 800-642-1234. We're talking to Christine Hansen about her new book, Wisconsin Farms and Farmers Markets. Back to your calls now. Kathy is with us in Milwaukee. Kathy, hi.
Hi. I wanted to know if Christine knows of any place where people can take a tour of a slaughterhouse so they could see what really happens to farm animals.
Kathy, thanks for calling in. Kathy wanted to see, a more controversial side of things. Christine, did you look into that?
I did not. I'm actually a vegetarian. I don't eat meat, so I can understand why you're concerned with that topic. In my book, these are all very small, family-owned farms. None of these are owned by corporations. There are no slaughterhouses in this book. They all talk about how they raise the animals humanely. And, one farm in particular, I don't remember the name of it, but her name is Britt. And she wrote this beautiful blog post that about how saying goodbye to these animals can sometimes bring tears, right? You get to know them and they're part of your family. So I just want to stress that I really focused on the humane way of raising animals in this book.
Let's go now to Tyrone in Milwaukee. Tyrone, hi.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
What did you want to ask about?
Well, I wanted to share a few things. Well, I'm celebrating my birthday anniversary today, 63 years.
Yay.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I thank you. I love what I'm hearing. I love pizza. I don't do a whole lot of meat. I love chicken, fish, some beef, but I would love to get some of that bison. That sounds really juicy on a barbecue grill there. My heart goes out to the animals. We got to eat something, though. But I would love to hear more about, the farms, the fruits, let's bring I went up to Oneida to play the bingo and stuff there, but we need to bring our indigenous native brothers and sisters in on the land with, the treaties and everything, about, climate change and all that. We need to help.
Tyrone, I gotcha. We don't have too much time left. Tyrone had a lot there. Christine, he did mention bison, though. Do we do much of that? Did you visit any bison farms in Wisconsin?
I did not visit any bison farms. Most of the livestock animal farms are in the northwest part of the state, so that would be most likely where you would see it. It still tends to be on a national level, more in the Dakotas and Montana. But as I mentioned, the Oneida Farmers Market does sell bison, and I realize that's quite a haul from Milwaukee, but maybe a reason to take a road trip.
Tyrone, thanks a lot for the call. Christine, in our last minute, can you just make a pitch for people to get out and check out their local farmer's market or You Pick Farm or you name it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things we didn't talk about, Rob, is this opportunity to spend the night at a farm, which is amazing for those of us who live in cities and want a little bit of nature. Maybe we want a window into what it's like to be a farmer. And there's so many options. One of my favorites is called Circle M. M is in Mary Farm in Blanchardville. Chris Marion has set up these adorable little vintage remodeled trailers, and you can spend the night in those. I know someone who uses that as a writing retreat several times a year, can wake up to the chickens and harvest their eggs and just like learn about what it's like to live on a farm, and you get to go back to your house. So it's just a little test.
Christine, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Milwaukee-based food writer Christine Hansen telling us about her latest book. It's called Wisconsin Farms and Farmers Markets, Tours, Trails, and Attractions. Christine will be at Boswell Books in Milwaukee next Wednesday, August 4th at 7 p.m. And you can keep sharing your own farm tourism experiences or your favorite farmers markets over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org.